Hi, welcome back to this podcast series, Let's Get Working by The Mind Matter. I am your host, Beenal, and I'm here to help you power through your work life. Let me tell you why I started this podcast. Because of my line of work, I get a lot of queries by high schoolers and new graduates asking about which line to opt for, which one has the best scope right now and in the near future. And my immediate response is, keep that aside. What is your calling? What is it that you want to do? And I see some of them giving solid answers, while some are a bit confused and fumbling, and you must be knowing how it is. Well, this is the exact reason I started this podcast series, because I strongly believe and advocate the fact that a thorough self-analysis, understanding of one's skills and capabilities is the only way you should figure out your line of profession. Because the potential, the scope that people are always asking about is something that depends completely on you. Think about this. There's your friend and you. Both of you have got equal education. Both of you have got into the same university. Both of you even end up finding similar jobs. But 5 years down the line, you see a difference in the graph of both of your growth. Mind you, I'm not saying whether the graph of your friend in comparison to you went up or down. That doesn't matter. What I'm trying and saying is, even if you follow the crowd, at the end of the day, you will shine only in the things that you have true calling and real potential in. And that's why understanding a professional line through purpose, passion, potential is the way out. I have spoken in detail about this in episode number 1. Go listen to it now and you'll understand more. Now let's begin with this episode. Since we are talking about purpose, passion and potential, I'm going to start by sharing a real case story. I'm going to tell you about the purpose, passion, potential chart about Bill Gates. We all know who he is, right? You know, when he was a teenager, the only purpose or that drive that he had was he wanted to dive into the unknown and create something or discover something that is going to shake things up in the technology sector. By gaining experience at various jobs, he narrowed down his purpose to building softwares that make a difference. Yes, that was his purpose. Now let's understand his passion. Now, actually, this is in line with the purpose. First being building something. Next is software engineering. Now, his passion for software engineering was at a time where the virtual world was still nowhere to be known. So he never went to ask anyone that, you know, what's the scope of this field? Scope of what am I building? Do you know how it can work? And he knew that he has to try the software field to find and build the potential. Now, as you can see, software engineering has actually transformed the method of business and communication. And so he set out on his journey and created Microsoft. And I'm sure you won't disagree that this was and still is a major success. Now, this was his purpose, passion, potential chart for 40 years of his life. A stage where Microsoft has already touched the roof. Now, let me tell you what happened to his purpose, passion, potential chart after 40 years of his life. On his blog, he has said that, if you'd ask me in my 20s if I'd ever retire early from Microsoft, I'd have told you that you were crazy. He's the first to admit that, especially in the early days of the company, he was obsessed with building the business. I didn't believe in weekends. I didn't believe in a vacation. That's how he lived while building Microsoft. But when he touched 40, he mentions that his perspective was changing and his view of the world was broadening. In 2000, he and his wife Melinda launched their foundation, which works to reduce inequity across the globe. They transferred $20 billion of Microsoft stock to the Gates Foundation and started traveling abroad to study the health problems in poor countries. The more involved he became with the foundation, the more he realized that his future career wasn't going to center around building software products. Software was his focus for years, and he will always consider it the thing that most shaped who he was. But he felt equally energized to get further along this new path of the Gates Foundation they pursued. That's how his purpose changed, his passion followed, and he knew the potential that his vision had. So he took on with it. Now here's another example. And I'll start with her name first. Chef Pooja Dhingra, or the Macaroon Lady, as she is so widely recognized and loved for. She recently published an article on Harvard Business Review titled, Why Entrepreneurship is So Hard. A very insightful article on how one should not consider entrepreneurship as it is. But while I read through this article, there's a paragraph that actually I'm just going to read out to you right now. A lot has changed for me and the food and beverage industry over the last 6 months. The pandemic hit us in ways we could have never seen coming. At times, I felt that I'm losing control over everything. I've had to make tough decisions like closing down a big part of my business and downsizing my team. I often thought about how we'd sustain if people weren't going to come to the cafes. But if you'd watch Simon Sinek's TED Talk, How Great Leaders Inspire Action, you know that most great companies start with the why behind their existence as opposed to what they actually do. The more time I've spent in this isolation, the more I've thought about the why. Recognize what is the why. This is the why that I am talking about. It's her purpose. The why is her purpose, the reason which drives her towards her passion. Here's what she mentions her why is. Her purpose is to transport you to a better place with every experience, make you feel love, and bring you moments of joy. That's her purpose. If you drew out the passion part of the chart for her, it will include being the Macaroon Lady, the pastry chef that she is, and building her brand, her business, Love 15, which aims to bring back a slice of Paris to India, the place where she got trained. And now, I don't think I need to tell you about the potential aspect of her chart, her inner potential and her business potential. I'm sure you already know her and her brand and the potential that she has built. Also, when in 2010, when she entered the food and beverage baking industry, it was highly male dominated. So you can understand that she never asked herself that does this business have potential for a lady? No, she powered through and built potential for herself. So the bottom line is, purpose, passion, and potential is the way out to identifying, living, and achieving the dream life that you want. Now, if you still want to know how to figure out your line of profession or career through this purpose, passion, potential chart for yourself, I'm going to share with you a two-step career guidance tool. Here's how you have to prepare for this. Number one, it's preferable to sit alone and do this exercise. Number two, keep an open mind and sit in a calm place. Number three, this will take time, so make sure you do not hurry. And number four, have a pen and a notepad handy. You have a lot of writing to do. So let's begin. Let's consider purpose and passion first. These will be figured out through step number one, which is self-analysis. For self-analysis, you need to answer three questions in as much details as possible. Here they are. What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? This means you will do this even if there's no money involved. What do you want to be remembered for? These three questions. All these questions are aimed at developing a deep sense of self, which is an essential factor to determine your career. Let's understand the questions and how it will help you define your purpose and passion. Question number one, what are you good at? This includes your skills and capabilities, your talents that will help you reach ahead in the professional path that you choose. You have to consider these as your strengths, your power tools. What do you enjoy doing? This includes your passion. You see, your passion is the factor of inner motivation, which is not influenced by money. Money is an external motivating factor. Your passion is something that you do to add joy and meaning to your life. Identify your passion. There may be multiple of them, but keep writing them down. What do you want to be remembered for? This question will make you question what your purpose is. The reason for your being, the reason for you working every day towards it, towards any line that you choose for. The answers to these questions will not come easily to you. You need to do a lot of thinking and note things down as they come to you. But trust me on this, to become successful in any career, you will need to first succeed at questioning yourself and finding out answers on your own. Now let's move to potential, for which we have step number two, which I call it as opportunity analysis. Another set of three questions that will help you understand how you can get an experience in work related to your purpose and passion. Here are the three questions. Answer them in as much detail as possible. Research from reliable sources and answer them. Number one, will I be able to find a potential job in this? Number two, will I be able to find customers? And number three, what is the existing scenario? The questions of this step will help you focus on the scope of the career inclination you have, which is a helpful way to determine your professional path. If you remember, potential is about the inner potential as well as the outer potential, while your purpose and passion, based on questions of step number one, will help you understand your inner potential. The three questions of step number two will help you determine the outer potential. Now let's dissect the questions and its meaning behind finding the potential. Will I be able to find a job in this? Whichever passion you wish to follow, will you be able to find a place where you can get work experience, the real playground where you can build your career? Next, will I be able to find customers? This question is actually to understand if you will find people who resonate with your purpose, will understand things about your work and won't mind paying you for your skills and your passion. Is your passion and purpose adding any form of value in a person's life? That's your customer. And the last question, what is the existing scenario? This is simply to test the waters before taking a plunge. What's the market like? What is the industry looking like? Get some real-world knowledge about this. This can help you in shaping your professional path. Again, do not get yourself drowned into any existing prejudices or any such factors like, oh, this is out of my comfort zone things. Believe in yourself and your passion, and you can outshine and build your own potential. So these were the two steps. Six questions that will surely help you understand your line of work and, well, let's get working. Here's an example of how I mentored one of my clients about her career, which I facilitated through this two-step career tool. I'm going to keep this very brief, but you need to make it as detailed as possible. Step number one, self-analysis. When I asked her the three questions, we narrowed it down to the following answers for her. What are you good at? She said art, creativity, communication, designing, writing. That's what she felt she was really good at. I asked then, okay, then what do you enjoy doing? What would you do with no money involved? She said, I love creating graphics, designs, artsy work. You know, those Pinteresty kind of art that I can make. That's what she told me. What do you want to be remembered for? The next question that I asked her. She mentioned that she wants to be remembered for her creativity and innovation in either advertising or fashion or designing of any form. Well, now let's take step number two, opportunity analysis. When asked, will I be able to find a potential job in this? Yes. There is immense scope in designing, commercial artistry, fashion and advertising. It's a creative line, so it's somehow always evergreen and ever-changing with widespread scope. Next, the question was, will I be able to find customers? She said, yes, my customers will include individuals looking for specific services or even companies looking for branding and more. Then, we came to the last question, what is the existing scenario? She had a direct answer. It is a very flourishing industry, though it's competitive, but I can always grow. So the conclusion from step one and step two are, I suggested that she go for fashion designing and merchandising or personal styling, marketing and branding or graphic designing. Since this is an example, it's very brief and to the point. And as I have mentioned, for having effective result from this tool, when you try on your own, be as detailed as possible. Believe me, answers to these questions can unlock your success potential. I hope this episode adds meaning to your life and you are able to create a fulfilling career for yourself. And don't forget to share this episode. Let's help each other by lifting each other up. For daily updates, follow me on my other social links. Just search The Mind Matter and look up for the logo that's there on this podcast artwork. Let's get working by The Mind Matter. This is your host, Veenal, signing off for today.